Welcome to episode 1155 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This is our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look.
I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly.
Yesterday, we explored Jesus' self-identification as the Good Shepherd. He did this in John chapter 10, as he was challenging the poor leadership of the religious leaders of the day. However, in the midst of his teaching about being the one who knows the sheep by name and is known by them, he shared the words in today's passage. In these verses, Jesus offers one of his most powerful and personal declarations. I am the door, not merely a guide pointing the way, but the very entry point into salvation, safety, and abundance. In the context of shepherding, so familiar to his first century listeners, sheepfolds had a single entry. At night, the shepherd himself would lie across the opening, becoming the literal door, ensuring that no predator entered and no sheep wandered out. Jesus is telling us that he doesn't just lead to life, he guards it, grants it, and gives it generously. When Jesus says, "If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture," he is drawing from everyday shepherding language familiar to his audience, but he's also revealing something deeply spiritual. To go in and out is a Hebrew idiom that implies complete freedom and security, the ability to live one's life in peace, without fear. In the Old Testament, this phrase was often used to describe the well-being of a people under good leadership or God's favor. In Moses' farewell address to the children of Israel, he says, "Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out." This blessing is also included in Psalm 121, as a part of the Songs of Ascents, a collection of psalms sung by Jewish pilgrims as they traveled up to Jerusalem for the annual feasts. These songs were meant to encourage, remind, and anchor the people in God's faithfulness as they journeyed, often facing rugged terrain, danger, and uncertainty. Psalm 121, in particular, is a psalm of confidence in God's protection. It begins with the famous line, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." The final verse, verse 8, assures the traveler that God's watchfulness isn't just limited to the road ahead or the current moment. "The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." This was a poetic way of saying, God will guard all your movements, all your transitions, your every step in life, now and forever. In Christ, these ancient blessings are not just restored. They are fulfilled and made eternal. Jesus is the faithful Israelite who kept the covenant fully. He is the true shepherd who ensures our safe passage. He is the door that leads to salvation, provision, and peace. In him, our coming in and going out is forever under divine care. So when Jesus says his sheep will go in and out and find pasture, he is promising a life of abundant grace, ongoing spiritual nourishment, and secure rest in the presence of God. The very essence of those Old Testament promises, brought to life and made permanent in him. When Jesus says the one who enters by him will go in and out, he is promising safety, liberty, and trust. He becomes both the protector and the provider.
If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture.
To find pasture is to be nourished, satisfied, and cared for. Sheep rely entirely on their shepherd for food and safety. Spiritually, Jesus is saying that those who belong to him will be fed with truth, strengthened by grace, and led to peace. Not just occasionally, but continually. Let's get deep. When Jesus says, "I am the door," he is revealing several powerful truths about who he is and what he offers. Jesus is not a door among many. He is the only door. He is the only way into the fold of God, the sole path to reconciliation, redemption, and relationship with the Father. As he says elsewhere,
"No one comes to the Father except through me."
Jesus offers personal, sacrificial protection. In him, we are safe from the enemy's accusations, sin's condemnation, and death's finality. What Jesus offers is not just about salvation from danger. It's about daily provision and flourishing. Doors either shut people out or welcome them in. By calling himself the door, Jesus issues a wide and gracious invitation. Enter through me. This is not a gate, closed to all or some, but an opening, an entrance, accessible to anyone who hears his voice and responds in faith. In short, when Jesus says he is the door, he is declaring himself to be the way in, the guard around, the provider within, and the promise fulfilled. He isn't just an entry point. He's the passage to life itself. John 10:10 is the basis for our ministry. The New International Version says, "I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." The King James Version says, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." The New Living Translation says, "My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." The Message says, "I came so they can have real and eternal life, more and better life than they ever dreamed of." The Amplified Bible says, "I came that they may have and enjoy life, and have it in abundance, to the full till it overflows." In this 10:10 declaration, Jesus is sharing several deeply powerful and transformative truths. His mission is life-giving, not life-taking. Jesus didn't come to burden, restrict, or condemn, but to rescue and restore. In contrast to the thief who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus comes to give, offering life as a gift, not a transaction. Eternal life begins now. The abundant life Jesus offers is not merely about heaven. It starts the moment we believe. It's a life of meaning, peace, joy, purpose, and love now, rooted in a deep relationship with Him. Abundance is not about possessions, but presence. Abundant life does not mean material wealth or worldly success. It means a soul full of grace, a heart full of love, a mind at peace, and a spirit empowered by the Holy Spirit. It is the richness of life lived in union with God. He came for us. Jesus speaks personally. "I came that they may have life." This isn't a general spiritual idea. It's a direct expression of His intention for you and for me. He didn't come for performance or perfection. He came so we could live fully, freely, and fruitfully. There is a real enemy, but a greater Savior. By contrasting Himself with the thief, Jesus reminds us that spiritual warfare is real. There are forces that seek to diminish, deceive, and destroy. But His coming is the decisive intervention that brings victory, healing, and restoration. Abundance comes through relationship, not religion. This life isn't accessed through rituals or rules, but by knowing the Good Shepherd. The closer we walk with Him, the more abundant life becomes. Not because circumstances always improve, but because He is with us in every circumstance. In short, Jesus is telling us, "I came so that you wouldn't merely survive, but thrive." This is the heart of His gospel, life to the full, found in Him alone. Put together, this passage is a picture of abundant life under the care of the Good Shepherd, saved from danger, free to flourish, and daily nourished in His presence. Jesus' words also warn of danger. There are spiritual thieves and false shepherds, voices that promise freedom but bring bondage, principles and powers that offer satisfaction but leave emptiness. Jesus contrasts Himself with those who steal, kill, and destroy. He offers not just escape from danger, but fullness of life, a rich, meaningful, restored existence. This is not about comfort or prosperity as the world defines it, but deep peace, eternal security, purpose, and joy rooted in God. To enter by Jesus, the door, is to be saved. Not just someday in heaven, but here and now. It is to find pasture, spiritual nourishment, rest, and direction. It's the promise that when we walk with Him, we are never truly lost, never truly alone. Jesus doesn't offer a temporary escape. He offers transformation, life to the full. Father, thank you for sending Jesus to be the door, the way into life, peace, and purpose. Help us not to be distracted by the voices that steal and destroy, but to trust the one who gives life in abundance. Lead us deeper into your pasture, that we may know the joy of walking in your care and resting in your love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.